charity. It was her mission to help bring smiles to those who lose theirs, and works a lot with kids in cancer treatment and with other life-threatening illnesses.
Hello.
Oh, there we go, Laguna. You're making a mess. So Laguna has been a part of, yes, and this is, oh, you're going to give the mic to him. Oh, yeah, he's, so this is our youngest. This is Isaiah Short. Founded it, the cancer support charity with my family in 2012. Went through cancer journey myself, diagnosed in July of 2010. And the kids were 3, 7, and 9 years old. So they were, you know, thrown into it and really did a lot to process it in a positive way. Even though there's a lot of uncertainties and difficulties going through that, you know, with family. And each of them kind of coped with it in their own way, in their own age level. And, our oldest daughter, she really kind of knew that that's a bad thing, right? You know, cancer's a thing that can, you know, lots of changes in life. And my middle son got really quiet. So he just kind of internalized everything and didn't talk about it. And he, when he was the youngest, he just kind of saw things as, you know, boo-boos get better. So there's kind of a mix of, you know, each of them and how they processed it. And we all, you know, bound, you know, but, you know, through it together. And each of them, in coming to the other side of it, made their own projects. Yippee Gal was the first to make Furries for Hope. And very beloved character. We love our Laguna. She's really magical when it comes to working with kids. It's not easy working with kids who are sick. You know, you want kids to be, you know, really happy, exuberant, playing. And some of these kids are, you know, hanging out in hospitals and hospital beds and, having to look at their childhood a lot differently. So she's able to kind of bring that spark, and she's, you know, her animation, she's a lot of fun. I found out, you know, I was newer to the fandom in 2017 because, you know, of learning about it and how to help her and learn how to be a handler, which I don't know how anybody does it without having a handler. So my kudos to those who suit without having a helper, because there's just so many things to look out for and to, you know, to try to keep safe and, you know, and hydrated. And we, you know, learned from the very first outing that we did. We went to a rather large event just to kind of see how people reacted to her. And, you know, the response was great, but, you know, there was a kiddo that had a handful of melted Skittles and was like, oh, look it, you know. And I'm like, mayday, mayday, you know. So trying to communicate with the suitor that we've got a potential problem. Camp Sunshine, we have, you know, littles with markers. You know, fortunately not permanent, but you still, you know, they still, you know, make CCS Mascots is the creator of Laguna, and my character Calliope as well, which you'll see later during the event, Calliope Bear. But I have had so much support both in the cancer community for our loving mascot and furry ambassador, as well as the furry community. So we are very, very grateful for the support, and it's a lot of fun to be able to share her adventures. We're grateful to Deanna Biesemeyer, aka Telephone, who gave us permission to hop Laguna under her species. She's got an open species, but we wanted to make sure that, you know, she was on board for what Laguna is doing, and she's been a huge, you know, piece of support too as well. We're very grateful, you know, for her, and she likes to keep tabs on Laguna as well. Welcome to my booth.
How's everyone doing?
So our charity director, I've been using this a little bit, but it's not very loud, so.
Could turn up, but I think not really much better.
I've got my theater voice on, so.
It's actually really, next.
Is it next? Yeah, no, it's all good. So my other, you know, piece of the puzzle is in my theater background, and Laguna as well has had, you know, time on stage and improv as well. So it's a lot of fun to be able to bring bring her character, you know, to life and to keep tabs on her as well. Try to keep her out of trouble because Dutch Angel Dragons are mischievous, right? But don't destroy the equipment. We're going to try. But so we're really grateful to be able to do that. Our charity is 100% volunteer run and directed. Everything that's raised helps keep us going and helps, you know, to get us into facilities that COVID was hard. We were not able to make visits, but we were doing virtuals, and so Laguna was on video for a number of visits, and you know, keeping some, you know, some kids' spirits up. And we did some work with the Maine Children's Cancer Program, which we'll be doing more with them as well. They're in Scarborough. And we had a little dance-off with Slugger, which was a virtual dance-off with Slugger, which was a lot of fun. I still want to get her on the field sometime with Slugger. I'm working on that one. But we've been really enjoying the support and being able to have a positive influence in the furry community, and she's kid friendly, and she's
adorable.
Really able to I have to share a story. When the first time that she went to Camp Sunshine, come on in. Oh, we got a Buckaburra gate come through. The first time she was at Camp Sunshine, we actually had one of the counselors say, we have two little ones that are really afraid of mascots, and you know, so they're going to stay towards the back of the room, you know, it'll all be okay. They'll just, you know, kind of hang out back there. And so I'm like, oh, okay, you know, so, and that's okay. We're not, you know, nobody's, you know, not want to make anybody uncomfortable or anything. So Laguna comes hopping in, you know, hop, dance, chirp, and the whole room flooded her, you know, around her feet, around her, talking to her, giving her hugs. And who were the next two kids to run up but these two that were deathly afraid of suitors, you know? So that really, you know, told us too, is that, you know, what your demeanor is, even more than the suit, it's your demeanor with youth. And even adults, there are some, you know, adults that are not sure, you know, with suitors. And I think that, you know, you have to be, you know, with the difference of being like a theater actor, like I am, is you have to be really exaggerated in your movements. So, but Laguna, although she's flitty, she, you know, has her moments where she's quieter and moving less. She gets down to their level. So she, you know, she's got good knees, so not as easy for some of us, right? But I think, you know, that's part of it is how you're able to kind of communicate with your body, the type of character that you are. And she's really, you know, gifted that way. And I think if anyone's interested in doing work like that, where you're, you know, working with, with younger people and trying to get them comfortable with your character, that, you know, being able to just kind of bring your height down. And I mean, taller suitors too, that makes it a little bit harder because, you know, kids are looking, wow, that's a really, that's a big guy up there, you know, or a big gal. And Laguna, obviously, you know, is a little bit more, you know, fun sized, but she.
Dutchies are pretty small.
Sorry, but it's true.
Small Dutchies are small.
But yeah, so, you know, so, and even coming down into a chair and, you know, and talking to folks, if you're a little bit taller, that can help as well. But it's been, it's been a lot of fun learning, you know, what it is that, connects with your, you know, your audience, your folks that you're, you know, that you're portraying your character to. And, but she's definitely been a natural that way, and it's a lot of fun. I'll be bringing Calliope Bear out as well, so we'll be romping around a little bit, together, and very excited about that. Sure, folks, as I started to say a little bit in the opening presentation, we started out really as a fundraising charity, and you know, cancer treatment is expensive, you know, with or without insurance, there's always something owed. You know, it's tricky, and it impacts, you know, families in a lot of different, you know, a lot of different
cancer
ways.
Cancer causes nothing but problems for people.
No, it's, you know, and it is, and I think that, you know, it's really important, you know, that people don't feel alone.
And that's the purpose for these charities, you know, to help those that, you know, can't support themselves. They need that extra hand.
Right. And sometimes it's more, you know, in our way, we do Wishes for Hope, and we do Hope Bear encouragement packs, and sometimes those do have a little bit of money involved. So, you know, Wishes for Hope, sometimes, you know, a family is, you know, they're struggling with their heat bill, you know, or I need to drive to cancer treatment, and it's, you know, 3 hours away, so they're spending a ton of gas. So sometimes the, you know, our encouragement packs will have some sort of, you know, small monetary, you know, value to help them out with that, in addition to some of the hope fostering that we do and small, you know, things that really just kind of, you know, encourage folks and you know, helps them to know that we're you know, we're there for them. But so that is one of our, so Furries for Hope, Vivian St. Entrepreneurial Rickshaw Team, we for 6 years, we provided a team of pedicabs for cancer warriors at the Dempsey Challenge cycling event. And so we had, we've given a total of 60 rides to cancer warriors where they participated in the event virtually, where they had a driver. And so they could feel the wind going through the hair and, you know, see, you know, just all the other riders. It's a very, very inspirational event that they could be a part of where they couldn't physically cycle a bike, you know, so they had a pair of, you know, able legs, and, you know, that was able to get them past that finish line and receive a survivor, you know, medal at the end. So it was really very enjoyable. We, you know, once COVID hit, you know, that did change our dynamic a little bit for our team. We're still meeting together, and we still have quite a number of surviving members, and, you know, and about 15 angel warriors who earned their wings after participating in the event. So we honor them as well when we get together and remember our team. The Wishes for Hope, we do grant small wishes, or definitely not Make-A-Wish. You know, we're a small, you know, basically family operated charity. We do have board of directors because we are 501c3, so we have some help on that end. But, you know, everything that we do is volunteer. Wishes for Hope will grant up to, say, you know, a $500 wish that, you know, has ranged from, you know, a travel wish. We, you know, we can't pay for the whole thing, but we can help for a piece of it for, you know, for a child to take a family trip. We've bought wigs, special wigs for cancer patients that have lost their hair. We've bought, we provided a helicopter ride for a veteran. That one was sponsored by a veteran. Was our wishes really kind of come from the ability for others to kind of help out too. So we creatively grant wishes, you know, in versus, you know, having huge amounts of money that comes in. So we've granted quite a number of things. We continue to support warriors. So if you're part of our, say, we get a request for a Hope Bear encouragement pack, and that's for anyone of any age. So it can be, you know, it can be a child, it can be, you know, a great grandparent. You know, we've had quite a number of, you know, different packages. Every one of them I put together individually based on the person. So if I hear a little bit more information about the person that the package is going to, and, you know, I can either give it to the person that's sponsoring it, that they can hand it, you know, and gift it to the patient themselves, or, you know, we can, you know, get it directly to them as well. So these are all free of charge, you know, basically, you know, what funds, you know, raise help to keep those projects going. Hope Bear Project is our busiest because it's year round. Laguna's visits, you know, they we're actually just getting the schedule from Camp Sunshine, so she's gonna be a busy gal this summer and into the fall, which we're excited about. And our other projects as well. We have Supers for Hope and Princesses for Hope, so we have characters that make visits as well, and for different community events. And so we're a busy small group, and it's exciting, and you know, very grateful for being here and being in remission, and I think that really helps to kind of keep me moving forward, and you know, being able to see the impact that we make, you know, even with small small acts of kindness, and you know, that keeping people in our minds and hearts, and keeping touch with them throughout their cancer journey and beyond, has been very, very fulfilling, and we're very happy.
That's why us at Vacation Land are trying our best to help out the charity and do what we can.
She says thank you, and we do too. We really appreciate it. If anyone is a cancer warrior that is here at the convention, in the charity booth, we'll have ribbons that you can add to your badges. Awesome. Are you willing to share?
I guess. I was unfortunately part of the short demographic in all this, and that I had it twice before I was a teenager.
Wow.
So that was fun. Without elaborating on that, yeah.
Yep.
Just
and dealing with the survivorship piece of it is not always easy either, and that's it, you know, especially for someone who's younger that's going through treatment. I was in my 40s when I got hit, so, my souvenirs from treatment are, you know, different than someone who was growing up while they're receiving this treatment. So it's difficult to, obviously grateful that you get to the other side of it, but it is a life-changing experience, and in your case, you know, a two-time life-changing experience where, you know, you move through. Oh, you have a hug request.
The effect can be long-term.
Yes, and it is, and it's one of those you have to be vigilant. You have to know your body. So you're the means of kind of keeping without it, you know, being something that you're thinking about all the time, which is not healthy for you either. But it's something that you have to, you know, continue to watch out and to, you know, to take care of yourself. So I'm very glad that you're on the other side of it. Please know you're in our thoughts. And yeah, if you want a little cancer warrior ribbon, please grab one. You know, proud to have you here, and to be on this side, and to be helping others as well from even just being here and being a part of this. We're very happy to have you.
Also, if you want to really support the charity too and show it off, she also has wristbands that will be in the charity room. If you haven't gotten one in your super
yes,
sponsor
come get
bag,
them. We got lots of them.
I forgot mine in my room.
We got plenty. Yeah, we got a good one on Isaiah too. Does anybody have any questions for us?
I was just going to say, I was at Pine Fur Con when we had it those 2 years, and you were the charity, and I'm glad that this convention has brought you back.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to spread the word on Facebook and Twitter about it, and I told people, if you're not at the convention, just go to, I guess it's shortfolks.org, and they can make a donation there. But definitely people at the convention, you said there's a bucket brigade back there?
Yes, I saw one of the suitors come through, so you'll see suitors.
He put
around.
His bucket away.
Oh, he did. Okay. Well, I make sure, like I say, if you can't be at the convention, hopefully people can donate online.
Absolutely, yes. We really appreciate it.
I'll make a note of that quickly. If you do want to donate, you can go directly to the charity room.
Okay.
You can actually donate in person cash. We can't take card.
I can, though.
We
so
also,
if there's anybody that wanted a card payment, we do have,
yeah.
We have
yeah.
Whatever reason.
We also have all our items on in there that we are going to be auctioning off. You can come place your bids there, and also we are selling raffle tickets for items in there as well. $1 a piece until Sunday. Sunday is 50% off.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you. And
is it right across the way, right? Is that where the charity is?
Yeah, Oxford Room.
It's over to the Oxford Room.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
We're going to be putting together Hope Bear packs. Isaiah is my right-hand man here.
Those little bears, too. Those ones you're
talking about. I got one of those, too.
The second year you were here, I think I got one of the Hope Bears.
Did you get one of our bears? Awesome. Well, we have some new ones.
I don't have it with me, but it's home.
Started out with Hobart, the Hope Bear, in 2016. My friend Karen was our first recipient. And she took Hobart everywhere, and so a lot of the pictures that you'll see popping up, which I went to sleep, of course, have to change the setting.
You got to enter your password.
Yes. Yeah, my my little program that I had another piece that wasn't working for me, so it's just like it'll come up in like 30 seconds. But yeah, so we started out with Hobart, and she took Hobart everywhere, and the goal really was to be able to have this little friend that you could take photos with, and kind of Karen was definitely the one to give us a glimpse for those that with good fortune aren't going through cancer treatment to see some of the places that she would go, so some of them were on her little silly travels that she took to Hobart to on her way to Boston, for treatment down there. She was treating in Maine and Boston, and others were right in little harder places, like waiting for a CT scan, and so she's got Hobart sitting on her because she was nervous or having to drink contrast, there's Hobart and there's like, oh, this is terrible, so it was a neat glimpse, and I'm so grateful that Karen, did that, and that was just something fun that she really
enjoyed.
There's
some pictures.
So when we go to Camp Sunshine, she doesn't, she doesn't like to have a fan. She, it gets hot, obviously. But yeah, so we call it her air biscuit, and they're like, "Does that taste good?" it's definitely a joy to hear all the comments and the funny things. We should write a lot of these down, because some of the things that kids come up with are really a lot of fun. we're very grateful that for Cajun Land, come up with a new con here, and we certainly missed having a con in Maine. Hey, don't eat that. Just having a con in Maine and being able to to get out and enjoy folks up in Maine here. So very glad that they got it together despite all the COVID shenanigans there, and able to move forward and get back together and have fun in the furry community. Very glad. Anybody questions? What you got?
So you mentioned earlier that over the last 10 years, the services and programs have started up. So what would you say now is the next priority to operate?
That's a good question. I've never wanted to be really big, because I think the one big factor with our charity is that it's personal. You know what I mean? If I got hundreds of requests for hope bearers and wishes for hope, and say we had the money, say we had a huge amount of money, and we can give all these make a make a wish, they say it costs $10,000. So that's a ton. I mean, that can be what we raise in a year. 10 to 15,000, and that's with a lot of footwork. For us, we have Cool Treats for Charity, and we run that all summer. Yippee Gal's getting married this summer, so we're not doing as much ice cream as we usually do, but we are usually booked throughout the summer. And so those money, that's 100% nonprofit. It's a family nonprofit, and we donate all the ice cream proceeds, the sales to short folks. So that's another piece of our fundraising that we're that we do. That was my husband's idea, because he's like, asking people for money is so hard, and I have to admit, that's like, I'm not a door-to-door, can you support our charity? It's more getting out there and saying, do you like what we're doing? And if you do, and you want to, even a small amount of support, everything counts. And Hope Bear Pack with shipping and everything we include with it can be $50. So a $25 donation gets us halfway there for a cancer patient, So every bit really is important, and we're grateful for every bit that we've been given. So I mean, as far as, I just want to keep being able to do what we're doing. Having more people know about it means we can help more people, but not to the volume of being so many that we can't be personal about it. That if it comes down to just, we're just shipping stuff out, We're not really having that connection. That is an important piece of who we are and what we do. We really you know, want to, you know, be able to connect with the families and stay connected as well.
And a lot of this is local, right? So you're talking about...
Yes. So we're not... we are based in Maine. We're right in Oxford Hills. We have an office for the last 5 years at the Chamber of Commerce building. We're the suite number 4 way in the back there, chock full of Hope Bears and other assortments of things. So all charity related. Yeah, so my office is a very busy looking office. After COVID, I haven't really been meeting with patients. We're really, you know, either virtual or, you know, or on the road for that. But we worked out of my small office at home for the first 5 years and quickly outgrew it. So I was up to my eyeballs and everything from, you know, Hope Bears to, you know, rickshaw team, attire and all kinds of equipment and things like that. So it's good to have a central location.